tuned into last week's Academy Awards, you probably saw our next guest make her Oscars debut, performing the song How Far I'll Go, along with Lin-Manuel Miranda of Hamilton fame. She co-stars alongside The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, in Disney's mega-hit Moana, and is, of course, the voice of Moana. She's Ali'i Carvalho. A lot to talk about with Ali'i. Moana comes to DVD and Blu-ray this Tuesday, and she just found out she has this starring role in a new show coming to NBC. We welcome Ali'i Carvalho to The Drive.
We're in kind of a unique situation, because usually when you're doing these kind of interviews, it's before a film comes out.
Right.
In this case, we get to talk to you after it's come out. It's been a huge hit. It's coming to DVD soon. The past 6 months to a year has had to have been a whirlwind for you. I mean, what's your life been like since the release of the movie?
Oh, it's absolutely been a whirlwind. It's been a whirlwind since before our film came out. I mean, I've been able to travel to Singapore and London and Canada and places that, as a 16-year-old, I did not think I'd be able to travel to. I performed on the Oscars, and it's just been such an amazing experience. I've been able to meet wonderful people, and I wouldn't have traded any second of it.
I was going to say, capping it all off, attending the Academy Awards and yes. performing. I mean, that had to be kind of a pinch-me moment. Like, what was that experience like for you?
Absolutely. It was kind of a bump-me moment, because in the middle, I got a little bump. I'm going to approach the elephant in the room. It was a good little, like, to remind myself that, yes, you're at the Oscars. And, I mean, the whole moment was kind of like a dream for me. I had worked for it, and then I made it to the stage, and I looked down, and I saw Meryl Streep in front of me, and, I mean, I really did feel like it was a dream, that while I had put in all the hard work, that it was gone so quickly.
Yeah, I was going to say, were there any kind of starstruck moments for you, where there was, like, people, you said mentioned Meryl Streep, where you're like, oh, I'm a huge fan of them, and just...
Absolutely.
As you're taking it in.
Absolutely, yes. Meryl Streep was right in front of me. Like, after I sang How Far I'll Go, I looked down and I swear my heart almost leapt out of my, like, chest and into her lap, and she was close enough for that to actually happen. I saw Justin Timberlake in The Wings, as well as John Legend. I mean, these incredible individuals were just kind of hovering around me. I mean, not specifically me, but I made it feel like that to myself. But it was just absolutely incredible.
And were you in there for the Best Picture announcement?
I was. That was very interesting to see. Both films were so incredibly important. They both had beautiful meaning to them, and they both sort of got the award at the end. Moonlight, of course, took it, which I think it was beautiful to see one cast literally pass an Oscar to another. So.
Yeah, it seemed, once the shock got over, it seemed like there was kind of a good feeling in the room.
Yeah, it was crazy to see it in person.
Right. Now, for those who don't know, it's a pretty amazing story as to how you were cast to star in the movie.
Yes.
It was almost kind of discovered by chance. I mean, how did that happen for you?
Okay, well, it's an interesting audition story. I didn't initially audition for Moana because I was a freshman in high school, and freshman year in high school is... tough as it is, figuring out what you're doing, realizing that there are these bigger kids on campus, we're like, we're seniors, and you're like a tiny little freshman. There was a lot to think about, so I wasn't planning on auditioning for anything. But as fate would have it, my friends and I got together, we put together an audition for our school. It was a nonprofit organization through our school, and we were hoping to become the entertainment of the event. We tried out, we did like acapella mashups, and cool songs, and harmonies, and beatboxing. We didn't even get in for the first round of auditions. But the woman who was going through those auditions was also the casting director for Disney. So she asked if I wanted to audition for Moana, of which I'm so thankful that I said yes, and from there it worked out really well.
How does the moment come when you find out that you're the one who was picked to play this huge role?
I had come in for a second callback, and it was at the Hawaii Five-O casting studio, and I was really excited, and my mom had gone to work. I was in summer school at the time, so I said that I had, I have a doctor's appointment or a dentist appointment. I don't know. I gotta go. So I head into the casting office, and I'm on a Skype with the directors and the producer for the film, and we're talking, and they're like, okay, can you say this line, happy? And I'm like, yes. Absolutely happy, you got it. And then they're like, can you say it a little bit happier? And I'm like, oh, sure, yeah. And then they said, what if we gave you the part, how would you react? And it was like, whoa, this is getting real. So I said the line again, that my most happiest voice, I suppose, and And then they asked if I wanted to play the role of Juana, which I said yes. And it worked out really well, and I'm so grateful that it happened to me.
Jeez, that's amazing.
We are here with Ali'i Carvalho. She is the voice of Moana in Disney's new animated film, Moana. It comes to DVD and Blu-ray this coming Tuesday. Ali'i is in the Bay Area today and had a few minutes to sit down with us.
Now, you star alongside The Rock, Dwayne Johnson.
Yes.
He seems like he would be, especially for your first like major movie, like the ideal co-star. I mean, what was it like working with him?
He's fantastic. He's very nice. The first time I met him was actually at a Miami press junket, and he gave me flowers, and he gives really good hugs. He gave my mom and I both really great hugs. He's very strong in real life as well as in our films. It was funny because, I mean, I was listening to Maui's voice, Dwayne Johnson's voice, and I'm seeing his character, and then when I saw him in real life, I was like, oh, that's a direct relation. It was really funny. He really is the best co-star to work with.
That's great. Now, the process of being a voice actor, I mean, was that something you did, you've done before? Kind of how does the process work when you're filming?
It's very different from live action. Mm-hmm. There are so many takes for a single line. There are different ways to say a particular word, even different lilts at the end of a phrase, or pausing here, adding a breath, adding a shake here or there. I mean, it just changes the emotion of an entire line. So it's quite difficult to find the perfect one. And quite honestly, you can never really find the perfect line, because there's so many different directions a scene could go into. So it was challenging, but it was a lot of fun as well.
Is there room, as you're working with the filmmakers, is there room for ad-libbing or going off script, or is it just doing those lines every different way you can?
There's absolutely room for ad-lib. Those were some of my favorite times, was when they're like, okay, we think she can say this, but I mean, just kind of work around it. And I'm like, dude, you got it. And you just kind of go with it. For me, I just related to the character so much that I kind of became her. So anything that I thought she would say, I would try out. And then when they would describe a scene a particular way, then I would, you know, kind of get into her mindset and realize that, okay, I think she would say this, or I think she would react to it this way instead of perhaps this way. And I mean, it was a really good bond between the directors, the producer and I, and we were able to play off each other in a really important way.
And it was watching some of the kind of behind the scenes stuff before coming in, and yeah, it looks fairly intense with the instruction you're getting and how they want you to read it, and it seems really tough.
It's a bit intense, but I mean, when you think about making a film, at least for me, this film was inspired by the Polynesian culture. If it wasn't intense and it wasn't as focused, I don't think it would have came out nearly as wonderful as it did. This film has been 5 years in the making.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, the focus, the time, and the dedication, it all showed.
Yeah, it was actually my next question. I mean, you grew up in Hawaii.
Yes.
And it's a lot of, I mean, the movie's based very centered around Polynesian culture. Okay. Did it make the role kind of more accessible or relatable for you, or how'd that work?
Absolutely, yes. I'm of Polynesian descent. I've lived in Hawaii all my life. I actually go to an all-Hawaiian school as well, where I learn the folklore of Maui and the history of our ancestors who voyaged across the great ocean, navigating by the stars. That's real. And I mean, the fact that there was a resurgence also of wayfinding in real life. There's the Hokulea right now that's traveling worldwide, which is a voyaging canoe. So the fact that I could be a part of a film that shed light on this topic was really important for me.
It has to be pretty cool to have such a big platform just to send that to the world who may not be aware of it, or may not come into contact with it.
Absolutely. We're certainly a minority, but it's time the world knew how amazing we were.
Now, I have to assume you grew up with Disney.
Yes.
What were some of your favorite Disney classics?
Ooh, I loved Mulan. Absolutely. I thought that she was such a strong role model. And at the time, when I was younger, I mean, I'm still young, but when I was younger, I thought that she was so different and that she was doing things that, like, the rest of the girls weren't doing. And now I realized that she was breaking gender norms that I thought were just amazing. She was strong. She kicked butt. She didn't let her fear overcome her reasoning, and she loved her family unconditionally, and that didn't make her weak. Loving her family and choosing to protect them, it made her so strong. So, yeah, definitely love.
Now, what does it feel like, I mean, to be almost kind of enshrined as one of the, you know, the iconic Disney princesses, these characters that just last through time?
I'm incredibly honored to be a part of that legacy. I think Moana joins a new league of Disney characters, as Disney heroes and heroines might. And she's strong and she's beautiful inside and out. And I've had my own family members say that, you know what, this is what, like, I want my daughter to grow up to be as, that she's the heroine of her own story, that she doesn't, you know, need to be afraid of what she wants to do, and that she can support herself, and that she's strong and independent. And I'm just so honored. It's an amazing feeling to know that you've kind of, I suppose, inspired another generation.
It's really cool. Now, what's next for you? The NBC TV show Drama High.
Yeah.
You've been casted, and you just found out that, correct? Within the past few days.
Actually, I found out a little before the Oscars. I had found out, but I was keeping it a secret. But then I could finally talk about it on the carpet.
Excellent. So what can people expect with that?
Well, it's a pilot. It's on NBC. I will be playing Lilette. It's being shot in New York, and I'm really excited because I get to wear, like, scarves and coats and jackets, and it's about high schoolers, which is great because I'm a high schooler, and it's about theater and how theater and the arts can bring us all together and tell a story like nothing else can.
Excellent. Thanks so much for taking the time, and best of luck.
Thank you so much.
That is Ali'i Carvalho. She is the voice of Moana in Disney's newest animated feature, Moana, coming to DVD and Blu-ray this coming Tuesday. And she was nice enough to take a few minutes to sit down with us here on The Drive on KSRO.